God bless you. Welcome to podcast number 105. Come on, Dr. Timothy D. Poston Sr., help us get started here today. Come on. Amen. This is Reverend C.L. Jones from Diamond Grove Baptist Church, 127 Diamond Grove Road, Skippers, Virginia. We're going to start a new series called Favors on the Five. Since we reached the milestone of 100, every fifth podcast from here on, we're going to ask someone to tell us their favorite Bible story. And we're going to see if we can work with it. We're going to start off this time with the Richardson family.
Hello, everyone, and God bless. I am the brother-in-law of Pastor Charles Jones. My name is K.T. Richardson, and this is my family.
Hello, everyone. I am Brenda, the sister of Pastor Jones, and our two boys, Goldwin and Kenton Richardson.
And the story that we'd like to talk about is the story of David versus Goliath,
found in 1 Samuel chapter 17.
The reason why this story is so prolific in our household is because in everyone's life, at some point in time, everyone has a giant that they have to slay, metaphysically or metaphorically. We are all, at some point in time, have a mountain to conquer or a giant to conquer. And it can sometimes, for some people, be alcohol. Some people have drug issues. Some people just have common everyday issues that have bothered them for years and years. And to me, this story represents everyone getting over the hump in their lives. So, for you and everyone out there, I would like to say that this is our favorite Bible story.
Be blessed and know that with God, all you need is a slingshot.
And also the faith of a mustard seed.
Thank you, the Richardsons. If you have your swords, can you join with me and turn it to 1 Samuel 17? Let's look at verses 10 and 11. And it reads as follows. And the Philistines said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. If I was tagging this, I would tag it fear, faith, favor. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we love you and praise you. We thank you, Lord, for thy grace and thy mercy. Thank you for this day. We thank you for our guests that joined us this day. And Father, we ask for forgiveness of our sins. Now, Lord, I ask that you allow this vessel to decrease and your spirit to increase so that we all, including myself, may hear what thus saith the Lord. Father, we call it victory already in your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Fear, faith, favor. This lesson is one of those great examples of the suspected victor versus the most obvious underdog. In sports, we always say, that's why we play the games. Our setting is with two armies. One Philistine army, the army of our enemy, and the Israel army, the army of the followers of the Most High God. Two soldiers are our key characters. First, we are introduced to what we may call the villain. The Philistines had a 9-foot-9-inch giant of a champion by the name of Goliath. This champion stood on the side of the Philistines, marking and calling out for the Israelites to send their champion out so that the two could fight. With the losing side, or the loser, their side will become slaves to the victor. Goliath was strapped because even his armor weighed close to 200 pounds. Our text revealed that in 1 Samuel 17:11, when Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Goliath was coming across as a bully that everybody was afraid of. You know the type. You see, Saul was the people's choice for king. And we learned in 1 Samuel 16:14, but the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And meantime, the prophet Samuel had anointed Jesse's youngest of the 8 of his 8 boys that went by the name of David. Now, David took care of daddy's sheep, and he also played music for Saul when the evil spirit haunted him. But not only was Saul afraid, but all that was with him was afraid also. Now, one day, Jesse sent his son David to the camp where the battle was to take place, with some cheese and some things for his 3 oldest boys and some men there in the battle. But as David arrived to the site, he heard this giant launching out insults against his God. Others were afraid, but David was not. Now, we remember 2 Timothy 1:7, where it states, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of the sound mind." David knew where his help came from. As David wanted to know what was the Israelites going to do about this giant, one of his brothers, Eliab, he appeared and was disappointed in his little bro David. And the word got back to the king. So now Saul got involved. David started explaining why he was so faithful in God giving him the victory if he fought the giant. David gave a page out of the book that we all should use and should have. If God protected you yesterday, then why would God not protect you today? You see, David wanted to fight Goliath, but only if he could do it in the way that God had trained him to do so. All David couldn't wear all that stuff that Saul wanted him to wear. All David needed was his sling and 5 smooth rocks. So we got a saying that the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Know that the bigger your enemy, the better for you when God takes control. You see, faith will have you to trust God. Like when Romans 8:28 speaks of all things working together for good, only your faith in God could make that clear to you. Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him, For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Faith can have you to understand how God can change a homeless person into a homeowner. It will have you, you'll know how he can make a drug addict a drug counselor. Faith sees how someone who is looking for a job can turn into someone who's now giving out jobs. Yes, faith allows you to believe that all things, even the bad things, they work together for good to them that love God. So here we have David going into this battle. Giant up there asking the question, am I a dog? And the word said that David, he didn't run away. He ran towards the giant, ran towards the Philistine army. And 1 Samuel 17:49 says, and David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. David had defeated Goliath. You know, Psalms 5:12 says, for thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous with favor, will thou compass him as with a shield. God, once again, has shown David favor. Remember that fear of the Lord leads you to wisdom, and there shall be no other that you should fear. Faith in God will always please God. And if you are not careful, you will see the favor of the Lord upon your life. If you still having a hard time seeing God's favor, just look at the cross. Jesus going to Skull Mountain was favor. Him allowing his blood to be shed for our sins was favor. Him being buried in the belly of this earth for 3 days was favor. The biggest show of favor, of the favor of God, was when Jesus got up out of that grave. You see, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Amen. I don't know if you who have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior or not, but if you haven't, say this prayer with me. Say, Lord, I believe that Jesus is the virgin-born son of Mary. Lord, I believe they went to Calvary and died for my sins. Lord, I ask for forgiveness of my sins. Lord, thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. The word says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, thou shalt be saved. Father, we are praying that you watch over this world. You see all the chaos. We know that all things are in your hand. You are totally in control. So help us to turn our fear into faith, so we can watch the favor of the Lord on our lives. As we praise you in Jesus' name, amen. Well, you know, like I always say, let's keep each other in prayer. And thank you, KT and Brenda. And until we meet again,